This is Mark Shearer on the streets of Philadelphia. On the surface, things went the way you'd expect them to. The Who played two shows at the Spectrum. The news media turned out in force to see if the tragedy in Cincinnati would be repeated. Of course, it wasn't, and the concerts were excellent. But anyone who thinks the members of the band are unmoved by what happened in Cincinnati is mistaken. In an exclusive interview with WMMR News Tuesday evening, Roger Daltrey shared his thoughts with us.
There was one night in Cleveland where my heart wasn't in it. That was since Cincinnati. I mean, it was like 2 days. It was the second show after it. Buffalo, we played as a dedication for those people, you know. And it wasn't a happy show, but it was musically a marvelous show. But Cleveland, it was the first show I've ever done when my heart wasn't in it. I mean, I've been forgetting words of songs every night, and my mind gets carried away now. It shook the band pretty heavy, that did. I think Cincinnati was just a freak happening. I really believe it could have happened anywhere at any kind of big event where you've got thousands of people. I mean, it was just a freak. And it's a real tragic one, but let's hope it never happened again anywhere, you know. Everybody keeps passing the buck. Promoter says it's the city, and the city says promoter. All I know is that it's not the artist. I'm just going to find out who it is, because I'd like to kick their ass. Because, I mean, we paid through the nose. I mean, we paid, I think, $7,800 that night for ticket collectors and security. Now, you can buy a lot of ticket collectors and security for $7,800 in one night. But what I'm saying is, we were charged an enormous amount of money for security and ticket collectors. Where were they?
Roger Daltrey, who has stood before literally millions of rock fans, on their feet, fists in the air, pressing forward against the front of the stage. Daltrey would like to see that no more. He would like to see festival seating go.
I'd like it to go, yeah. I mean, it looks terrifying to watch it from the stage. I mean, it is. It looks obviously worse than it is down there, but it wouldn't be for me if I was going to go and see a group. I couldn't stand it. I don't know how they put up with it. So hopefully that'd be one good thing that comes out of this tragedy. You know? Rock and roll is a very big part of a lot of people's lives. You just can't stop it. You know? And I mean, when I first heard the news, I mean, I didn't want to go on the tour. But then you think to yourself, well, that would be stupid. That's just hurting a lot of other people and just making one tragedy look no bigger than it. It was like when Keith died. I mean, when this was thought, that's the end, that's it. And 10 minutes later, I was more determined than ever to get back on the road. Because it's the only way you can get anything good out of those terrible situations. We lost our drummer last year, and now we've lost another 11 fans, and we'll go on for them, you know. I mean, rock and roll, it's got nothing to do with rock and roll. You know, it's got to do with just the way society is generally now. I mean, those kind of things are going to happen in 20th century society.
Roger Daltrey talks with WMMR News. This is Mark Shearer on the streets of Philadelphia.